in a world of mindless movie cliches. One podcast fights back. Critics are calling it profound, epic, free. Prepare to revisit your video cassette memories of the 1980s and 90s. Behold, it's VHS Rewind.
Be the junkyard queen, to the ground, is a pile of cars. Looking for an old car, found a funny sled car, let's make him ours. Found a magic horn, a new car was born. The toughest of the toughest, two good cars. Wonderbuck, Wonderbuck, Wonderbuck.
Wonderbug.
I love Wonderbug. I mean, just that music of like Wonderbug, and then there's like this sort of toy car that kind of flies on a string, and
well, yeah, it's like a puppet.
That's toy car. It's puppet. It's like full sized car. They kind of mix and match.
You know, when I was a kid, well, I just want to say I'm Mark, and I'm talking to David Anderson. How are you, David?
I am well.
Good. We're watching one of the genuine Saturday morning type cartoons from the 70s. And when I say genuine, I mean these kind of short, just little blasts, like little simplistic storytelling.
It's not even a cartoon, though, yet. It's like almost like a sort of a human live-action cartoon.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't mean cartoon. Well, this aired on September 11, 1976. And... Mm-hmm.
You know, a day that will live in infamy.
Well, not up to, you know, it still had a little bit of time at this point.
Yeah.
25 years. But
yes.
The beauty of this show, I think, is, again, its simplicity and its trippiness. It's essentially about a dune buggy named Schlepp, which is just it's Yiddish.
Was it Schlepp Car? Or?
Yeah, it's Schlepp Car, but the license plate reads Schlepp, so I'm going to call him Schlepp.
Okay.
And Schlepp is Yiddish for, you know, something that is, like you're being slow. You're schlepping, you know.
You're schlepping around.
Exactly. You're like schlepping something in from the house because it's, you know, you don't want to.
He's Schlepp cars, not Meshuggah car.
And I'm going to guess the people who wrote it, you know, kind of threw in the Yiddish as an inside joke. Plus, you have David Levy, who's clearly, I'm going to say, the Jewish person on the three-man cast.
And by the way, I got to mention, I love his shirt, his sports jersey, because it just says 00.
Yeah, exactly. You have Jack Baker playing Cece, which I think Cece might have been a riff on JJ, do you think?
Yeah, he almost doesn't go dynamite, but he goes all right.
Yeah, he may as well. And then you have Susan, played by Carol Ann Sefflinger, who she was good for the role. I thought,
she, the voice of reason always.
Yeah, exactly.
she would always come up with the ideas, and then Barry would go, "No, wait a minute, we need to do what she just said." You know.
So you know, have you ever driven in a dune buggy?
No.
People haven't. I used to own one. I had a 1965 VW Beetle that was converted into one of these.
Mm-hmm. I did drive around in a VW Beetle for many of my childhood years. But...
Oh, really? Okay. That's something we definitely have to revisit because I basically restore VW Beetles. And so this, I'm looking at it, this is probably, a 1965-ish dune buggy. And I looked it up. And the thing that's kind of crazy about it is somebody did purchase this. Hold on one sec. I have
Which version of Wonderbug did they buy though? I mean, is it the full Wonderbug? Is it the Schlepp? Is it is it?
You know, these are Manx copies too. I just wanted to add. Myers Manx is a company that made these fiberglass bodies, And there were a lot of companies that sold cheaper versions, and this was the Dune Runner. And it was manufactured by the Dune Buggy Enterprises of Westminster, California. And this was the T-Bird hood choice. And it's an awesome-looking car. Yeah, I gotta dig that up. But somebody did buy the original and restored it. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the one that was used on the car. Not like the crap one that was $7.34. If you look on the opening credits, there's a sign on the original Schlepp car. And Schlepp car, we should just say, it's kind of like... Schlepp car is an ugly dune buggy, and then when it needs its superpowers, it turns into Wonderbug.
When they put the this horn on.
Yeah, the horn.
And I thought about, like, you know, when they honk the horn and go, and I'm like, a horn doesn't do that. You can't physically. I don't know. It's magic. You know, it's Croft. I kind of noticed in the credits, it's not only Croft, it's Ruby Spears, who people probably remember. They did a lot of cartoons. They did Thundar the Barbarian, I think.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you can kind of see, like, sort of the evolution of the Croft. It's like it's very Croft, and then they get in with other producers, and they start doing other things.
And also the intro song, I might have mentioned this to you yesterday,
yeah,
was actually written and performed by the Osmond Brothers.
Yeah.
Which is, again, another Croft.
The lesser Osmonds, like...
You know, whoever took credit for it, they were all, kind of...
I don't think Donnie was on that.
No. I think Wayne and... I don't have the credits in front of me.
Wayne and Shecky and... Gummo and... Yeah.
There's a lot of them. But here's an example of one of the little bits of Scooby-Doo type of mystery that they're doing. And I think in a lot of ways it's a really interesting show, in if you think of it as a live-action Scooby-Doo type of thing.
Gee, Barry. I've never been in a real ghost town before. So empty.
I know what you mean. It's sort of like going to school on a Sunday.
I also want to mention the music is right out of Land of the Lost.
I was going to say the same thing, and because I actually have, this is probably a good time to mention, I actually have the box set of every episode of Land of the Lost.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, I saw it, this is how long ago I got it. I got it at Circuit City. But I'm like, I'm getting this. So
on DVD or?
On DVD, yeah. Oh, you're not going to get it on Blu-ray. DVD is about as good as Land of the Lost can get because of their weird chroma key film sort of thing, which is something else. Is like they actually do proper chroma key on this show where it's not like film video. It's like it's all video, so it looks even cheaper.
Yeah, it's another – yeah, and it's superimposing, and there's a lot of real cheesy stuff going on, but there's a lot of cool music, too, that I found. But here's the rest of this particular
clip. Could you hold it down, please?
Wasn't me. Quiet, Cece.
Don't be looking at me, girl.
Girl! Schlepp, I gave you a tune-up just this morning. Schlepp.
Sorry, I just skipped to the next clip. But I think we get an idea of the kind of characters that we're dealing with.
And what we got a little bit of was the guy, the sort of the laughing ghost guy.
Whoa, dude.
And I kind of realized when I was watching, I'm like, this guy looks kind of like Dr. Phil.
Actually he does. Yeah, good point. So here's a clip of what they do in an emergency.
Schlepp, I gave you a tune-up just this morning.
Schlepp car? This is no time to fall apart.
What did he say?
He said, oh, yes, it is.
Do something.
I've got it. Everybody push.
So instead of running and saving their lives, they're going to push their car.
Well, it's Schlepp car. He's sick. He's going, bleh, bleh,
bleh. Oh, he'll be fine.
Once they get the horn on him, you know.
And basically they push and... What do? They push to the next scene. So here's another clip.
What are you panting for, Schlepp? We did all the work.
I don't mind seeing a ghost, but I sure hate it when a ghost sees me back.
A real ghost? I still think it's exciting.
Susan, there's no such thing as a real ghost.
Oh, come on, Barry. We just saw one.
A ghost? Don't make me laugh.
That's weird. Barry reminds me of my rabbi. but, you know, it's funny because Susan's, like, kind of like, being kind of the, I don't know, the creepy girlfriend who's like, drive faster, you know, be dangerous, you know.
I just realized she has kind of that Farrah hair. Yeah, it's very 70s.
This whole show, I think, really kind of touches the 70s in such a crazy way. So what do we find out? We find out that the ghost is not actually a ghost.
Yeah, they don't really explain. I mean, maybe I missed that part, but they don't really explain, like, the ghost. Like, it seems like they're haunting to keep, because
it's a chop shop, I think.
It's a chop shop, yeah. Which, by the way, when they turn it into, are you going to go to the clip with where they turn it into Wonderbug and that whole thing, or?
You know, it's right after that. Where they're actually working on, I don't know what kind of car this is. It's probably a kit car that they're working on.
I noticed, like, what happens is they turn it into Wonderbug, and then they fly over and they can see. I'm like, first of all, then they cut to the guys in sort of their chop shop in cover. And I'm like, if they're flying around, how can they see a chop shop?
Because they say they see a sports car and these guys are inside painting it.
It's covered. I'm like, do you see that from the sky? I don't know.
Yeah, but you're also questioning how they're flying, you know?
Oh, well, come on. He's got the magic horn. That's how it works.
But it's so funny. It's like the Mario Brothers who are painting this thing. And here's their dialogue. And actually, I pointed out the music is so cool in this little... It ends on a cool transition, and then it goes on.
Wrong.
Do you think what I think, Barry?
Yeah. I think you think I think. If they catch us, they plan to make this a real ghost town.
This.
They go to commercial.
I think I prefer ghosts to car thieves.
Yeah, let's split faster than fast.
Split? You want to let that phony ghost get away with making fools of us? Let those crooks go on stealing cars? Forget about your duty as a law-abiding citizen? Just leave.
Whoa! Do you want a separate answer for each question? Or would you settle for one big yes?
He's got the right idea.
I just realized that sort of that riff into the commercial. Dun, 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 I was thinking, you know, that would be just as appropriate for, say, an episode of Dr. Shrinker, an episode of Electra Woman and Dino Girl. It would go right to. I feel like maybe they. I mean, we probably have to go through all the other Croft things, but I bet that they just reuse the music. I mean, everything is done so cheap on the show.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess that most they probably spent the day in the studio just kind of coming up with outros and intros.
Yeah, and it looks like the set that they use, it looks like sort of an old West. Like, they just find these places of, like, hey, we can shoot, like, a whole bunch of stuff in a day.
Right, it's like an abandoned dude ranch or something.
They're so short. I wonder how many of these they cranked out. Like, if they cranked out, like, three a week, you know, they're 10 minutes long, and then they would just, like, they'd probably be done in, like, 2 weeks or something.
Yeah, I think they would just drop acid and edit, you know. Like, the editing is where all the magic happens.
Because they would, I believe this was part of like the Croft Super Show, and then
it was the Magic Hour,
Croft Magic, and then they have like Captain Cool and the Kongs would come out and they'd play a song, and then there'd be like a sort of a quasi music video, and then they'd show one of these, and maybe they show like a cartoon or something.
But
or,
I like to think of Wonderbug as its own thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's a little bit more dialogue with the bad guys. I'm sorry.
Ain't here.
But there's no horse. Davis, they're ghosts. They're real ghosts.
See, I didn't understand this whole part.
They were trying to, here's what they were trying, to out-ghost the ghosts, which they were trying to actually make them think that they were actually real ghosts, and real ghosts were coming in and haunting them to get rid of them out of the chop shop, I guess.
Yeah, it didn't really land with me.
Well, but what I found was funny.
You don't have
was,
to go too far into it. All right, I'm sorry.
It's just that it's like, they're like, okay, we're going to out-ghost the ghost. Okay, so like, Schlepkar actually has like props in his, you know, he has all the stuff in there to like out-ghost someone. Just happens to be in the trunk of Wonderbug.
And, you know, again, they're putting on these ridiculous costumes and stuff like that, but it's perfect for like, you know, an 8-year-old kid, I think. You know, this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I watched this stuff when I was a kid, but I could have. It's very
possible. I did. I caught it when they put it as part of like the later Croft stuff, where they would show it like every day, and they would put it with like Land of the Lost. Like every day of the week, you would get different sort of segments. So it'd be like this, and maybe like a Dr. Shrinker, and like it'd be like one episode, and then like another episode would be like, I think Wednesday was just Land of the Lost.
Yeah, they separated it with me. I mean, I got to see Bigfoot and Wild Boy and the Lost Saucer and stuff, but like ISIS, and those shows were all kind of late Saturday, after the cartoons were over, mm-hmm. that stuff would come on. But I would never get like the hour of like a mixture of all this stuff.
Yeah, that would be something fun to watch, is just all of the Croft stuff in its original context, on its original show, with the musical numbers and everything.
And the commercials. And,
like, Bay City Rollers and, you know, yeah, right. Puff and stuff, and yeah, that whole thing.
But here's another little clip.
Horn did on Schlepkar's horn!
Everybody scatter!
Interesting how
the visual is kind of like the end of a Benny Hill episode.
It really,
you know,
is.
Where they're running around in fast motion and everything, and bumping into each other, and yeah.
And of course, they end up in jail, which is just bizarre. You know, it's like, you know, there's no police, there's no.
And where'd they find the key to lock them in?
and are they going to just leave them there? I mean,
no, they said we're going to call the police at the end. They say that. Yeah.
And
they just drive away and let them rot, and their corpses are still there because they forgot to call the cops.
Whoops. Because Cece's like, I'm not wasting a dime.
Yeah. And they'd always use the same shot when Wonderbug would like start to take off. It'd always be the same shot, and you could see Cece would be like waving his arms around like, yay! It's always the same shot.
And so here's the final thoughts, I guess, on this.
Hey, you can't just leave us in here.
Don't worry. We'll send the police back to get you.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, you dudes should really be ashamed of yourselves. Stealing is really bad news, man.
And even in a ghost town, you don't stand a ghost of a chance.
Let's go, Schleck.
I think you mean Schlepkar, ho!
We'll be right back with more of the Wonderbug Half Hour. Stay tuned.
I guess they did the two episodes in one.
Yeah, maybe in two, yeah. Even that music, like, that music almost elicits the word Schlep.
Wonderbug! Wonderbug! So, yeah, I mean, I thought this would just be kind of a touch upon the pilot, and this stuff is pretty easy to find. Like, you just go to YouTube, just search in Wonderbug, and you'll find it. If you're a VW enthusiast, you'll probably enjoy seeing these cars actually being used.
Uh-huh.
And, I'm still working on getting another Dune Buggy, so maybe that'll happen as yet another project. But, all right, man, so thank you so much for getting together for this episode. We're going to review the Osmonds next. The Osmonds cartoon.
Yeah.
Eek. All right. Talk to you in a bit.
Okay, bye. In a junkyard, weeds, and the ground is a pile of cars.